schools are open. We are adhering to the best medical advice from around the country. We have put in place a number of initiatives that have made that workplace safer, such as not having large assemblies where all kids get together in one area, looking at staggered lunchtime. We've increased cleaning, and now we've got cleaners on site even during the day. We are providing all the necessary support that we can give to schools and students and staff that we can provide. And we believe that due to that expert advice, that's the best information we have at this point in time.
What about your message for teachers?
The message for teachers is, of course, that if they have any concerns, and I can understand, Craig, Loretta, that they may have concerns. I think nurses and doctors and paraprofessionals in hospitals and in fever clinics have got those concerns as well, that they should raise those concerns, and we will address them as much as possible, such as if they're running short on soap, and we know that some have missed out, but cleaners are replenishing those. And if there is anything that they require, to please contact their regional office, so we'll contact the department, and we'll do what we can as soon as possible to support and assist and provide the necessary resources.
Well, we've had a lot of SMSs through about from teachers saying there's no hand sanitizer except the ones bought by teachers, no supplies coming in the near future, no soap in the toilets, and students pat their hands dry in their clothes.
Well, look, I don't know whether that is necessarily 100% correct, Loretta. I can understand that maybe some areas may have run out, but the information that I'm receiving is the department is doing all it can and the regional office to source the necessary soap, hand sanitizers that they require. We've got posters, we've got information going out about where they can access that. And please, just remain calm. If they do run out, either contact their cleaners, contact regional office, contact the department, and we will get those resources to them as soon as possible.
Minister, you say that the advice you're getting from the department is that there are adequate supplies, but we are hearing from teachers right through the morning.
No, we're hearing from teachers too, Craig. I'm sorry. And look, we do have obviously areas that may have run out, but on the large majority, the department, the regional officers, the school principals, the business services managers, the cleaners are doing the best they can to provide the necessary hygiene that they require in schools, in addition to the additional cleaning that will be happening during the day. I'm not saying that some schools have not run out. I'm pretty sure they have. I've heard of hospitals running out, and we have a shortage in all of Australia of some of that hygiene materials that we require. But we will try and solve all problems as soon as possible.
There are some reports. Minister Grace Grace is with you on ABC Radio Brisbane. Grace Grace, there are even some reports that for parents who have made that decision to keep their child at home, there have also almost been threats made against them.
No, not true.
Can you comment on that at all? Have you heard of those reports?
Absolutely. Irresponsible reporting, fake news, not the case at all.
Okay, so, but if a parent is making that decision themselves, maybe they, have health concerns in the home, or their child does have immune deficiencies or something like that, and they do have those extra concerns, they are able to make that choice to keep their child at home, aren't they?
Look, we're clearly saying that under this new unprecedented, uncharted waters that we are in with a pandemic situation, that we will be taking a much more balanced, reasonable approach to parents' decision-making at this point in time. I'm pleased to say that the majority are speaking with their feet. We have an attendance at the moment of over 86% at schools. It is down about 5 to 6% than what it was this time last year, which was around the 92%. But that's because if a child is sick, they need to stay at home. If parents are self-isolating and the children are self-isolating, they need to stay at home. So the vast majority are adhering to the advice and sending their students to school, which is the current best medical advice we have in Australia.
Teachers are stretched. Parents are asking for lesson plans for children being kept at home. Should teachers have to do that?
Well, if parents are withdrawing their children for other reasons, they can access material available on the department's website. It is called Learning at Home. We've got a a bit of a funny throat this morning. We have got materials online for parents and students to use. It's called Learning at Home. These materials are available on our website now. Teachers will obviously provide the day-to-day homework or information that some students may require. But when it comes to the virtual learning that we will do, if schools are closed, that will only apply when schools or a determination is made that schools need to close.
Minister, I have to ask, that funny throat is not dry cough, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Not at all. No, it's not sore. It's just waking up after a very long day yesterday of many calls, many inquiries, many policy decisions made, such as this morning we're meeting with the Education Council, all ministers from around Australia, to really look at what's going to happen to NAPLAN this year, for example. And there's a very strong support, and coming from me as well, that we should cancel NAPLAN for 2020, and that you know, we don't need to put the additional anxiety on students, teachers and parents. We do have a bit of a trial testing happening next week, and we're meeting this morning via teleconferencing to make that decision, and I'll be pushing strongly that for this year we should be cancelling NAPLAN.
So you'll be calling for NAPLAN to be cancelled. Another point that has been made a couple of times, and this could be the rumour mill as well, so you might be able to dispel this, Grace,
yes,
is about the school holidays, the Easter school holidays. Mm. Is there any talk that they could be extended either a week earlier or a week later?
Yeah, Craig, that's a good question. And can I say, everything is on the table at the moment, and we are in the hands of the medical experts. If they believe that this could be addressed if we bring school holidays forward or extend them a little bit longer, I'm not opposed to any suggestions from around Australia. I know that the National Cabinet is meeting today. I'm not sure exactly what is on their agenda, but that is something that states are looking at. I'm sure that the ministers this morning, we may probably, you know, field that question and say, what do we think? Is it something we should do? But whatever we decide, we want to make that decision early so we give parents an abundance of notice in relation to that. But Craig, in these, and Loretta, in these uncharted areas and waters, everything is on the table.
And Grace, for a parent who does make that decision to keep their child at home, will there be any penalty for that child or for that family?
No, look, there won't be. I mean, we've got a policy at the moment under normal circumstances. If there is a very legitimate good reason why a parent is doing this out of fear and safety or immunity deficiency within their family, talk to their principal, let them know that situation. These are unprecedented times, and we'll be making very balanced and reasonable decisions in relation to this.